You're listening to Newtnia. A nanocarbon cage could make hydrogen fuel cells cheap enough for data centers. Engineers at Washington University in St. Louis built a nanostructured carbon support that keeps platinum cobalt fuel cell catalyst particles from clumping even at 1,000 degrees Celsius, solving a long-standing activity versus durability trade-off. The catalyst kept 85% of its performance after 150,000 stress cycles, a step toward cheaper, longer-lasting hydrogen power. Data centers already draw roughly 4% of America's electricity, and that share could reach 9% by 2030. That growth pressure is serious enough that New York has already paused new hyperscale data center permits to study the strain. A new catalyst design out of Washington University in St. Louis tries to ease that pressure by making hydrogen fuel cells cheaper to build and longer lasting. The 30-second summary. What happened? Engineers built a new carbon support, riddled with radial nanochannels, that lets a platinum cobalt catalyst be heated to 1,000 degrees Celsius without its particles clumping together, solving a long-standing trade-off in fuel cell design. Why does it matter? Hydrogen fuel cells could let data centers, vehicles, and other heavy power users generate cleaner electricity on-site, but platinum's cost and instability have held the technology back. What is the catch? The result is a laboratory demonstration, not a commercial fuel cell, and industrial-scale manufacturing and cost have not been tested. Key number. The new catalyst kept 85% of its performance after 150,000 stress cycles, roughly equivalent to 25,000 hours of continuous operation. Why it matters. Fuel cells generate electricity by combining hydrogen and oxygen, producing only water and heat as byproducts, but they depend on platinum to speed the reaction. Platinum is expensive and, at the nanoparticle scale needed to make it efficient, prone to dissolving, clumping, and losing performance over time. Every fuel cell design has to balance activity against durability, and until now, pushing one up has generally meant pushing the other down. As power-hungry data centers strain electrical grids, a catalyst that resists that trade-off could make on-site hydrogen power a more realistic option, alongside vehicles and other applications that need durable, low-platinum fuel cells. The same durability versus performance problem researchers are also chasing in next-generation battery chemistry. What happened? A team led by chemical engineer Gang Wu, working with researchers at Brookhaven National Laboratory, Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory, Northeastern University, and the University of Pittsburgh, designed a new carbon scaffold made of porous, hollow spheres threaded with ordered channels radiating out from the center. Think of it as a honeycomb of tiny, branching tunnels. Each channel gives an individual platinum cobalt particle its own protected pocket, spaced far enough from its neighbors that heating the material to extreme temperatures does not cause the particles to touch and fuse. That structure let the team heat platinum cobalt nanoparticles to 1,000 degrees Celsius, hot enough to lock the metal atoms into a highly ordered, more stable arrangement, while the channels kept the particles smaller than 5 nanometers and evenly spread out. Most existing platinum alloy catalysts are processed below 700 degrees Celsius to avoid clumping, a temperature too low to fully complete that ordering process. By solving the clumping problem at higher heat, Wu's group produced a catalyst that combined high activity with the durability that comes from a fully ordered structure. The open channels also helped the fuel cell's ion-conducting material spread evenly, easing the movement of protons, oxygen, and water through the electrode. The results were published August 6 in Nature Nanotechnology. Before we overstate the result, the work is a laboratory-scale demonstration. It has not been tested in a full-size commercial fuel cell stack. Manufacturing the nanostructured carbon at industrial volumes, and its cost relative to existing catalyst supports, has not been demonstrated. The 150,000 cycle durability test is an accelerated stress test rather than years of real-world operating data. Wu has filed a patent on the technology, giving the university and inventors a financial stake in its commercial success. What happens next? Wu's team says the next step is working with industry partners to move the catalyst design toward manufacturing and to resolve the remaining engineering problems around scaling up. Production. The university has already filed a patent on the technology. Whether it reaches commercial fuel cells will depend on whether the nanostructured carbon can be produced reliably and cheaply at the volumes an automaker or data center operator would need. Takeaway. The advance does not solve data centers' energy appetite on its own, but it chips away at one of the specific technical barriers, platinum cost and durability, that has kept hydrogen fuel cells on the margins of heavy-duty power generation. The next test is whether it survives the jump from a research lab to a factory floor. Read the full article at newtnia.com.